If you're looking for a church that preaches the Bible today and demonstrates the love of the family of God, we do invite you to the Escondido United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. I am Pastor Chris Gordon, the preaching pastor here at the Escondido URC. Our worship service times on Sundays are 9:30 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. Visit us on the web at escondidourc.org. Here is our program, Abounding Grace.
An antidote to our days of famine. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
Grateful you've taken the time to tune into Abounding Grace Radio today. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of Abounding Grace Radio Ministries. And as always, we're thankful to have this opportunity to broadcast Abounding Grace Radio here in the San Diego area and in Vancouver, BC, and also in the Phoenix, Arizona area. These are wonderful opportunities that the Lord has blessed us with, and we're thankful for these opportunities. We do invite you to go to our website at agradio.org. Again, that web address is agradio.org to learn more about who we are and what we believe. We have gone to a lot of work to bring that website to you, and there are many resources there for you, maps to churches in your areas, and so we do ask you to make use of that website. Well, today on Abounding Grace, we thought we would give you a little bit of background about our purpose and our history so that you can learn more about Abounding Grace Radio. And we have the privilege of having Mark Hicks with us, who is the Abounding Grace Radio Board Chair. Mark, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. A pleasure.
Yeah, and we thought today that we would kind of rehearse some of our history and look at really our purpose, maybe our mission statement, Mark. And I'm going to read that here and ask you a little bit to interact with that for our listeners, why we are in existence, what we are about, and that's really important that people understand the goals of Abounding Grace Radio, the purpose of Abounding Grace Radio. And if you were to go to our website at agradio.org, you would find on the homepage there this statement: "We are a Christian radio broadcasting ministry committed to historic Protestant Reformation theology and the message of salvation by grace through faith alone. We teach the gospel of Jesus Christ from all of Scripture as a witness to those who do not believe and to strengthen believers in the truth of God's word. At Abounding Grace Radio, we desire that all listeners would come to know the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ." Mark, there's a lot in that mission statement there, and there are two real focuses of that mission statement. We want to do two things at Abounding Grace. We want to have a witness to those who don't believe, but we also want to strengthen believers in the truth of God's word, the Bible. Let's start with that latter goal here at Abounding Grace Radio. One of our convictions at Abounding Grace is that we really are living in a day where the Word of God anymore is not being appreciated or valued the way it should be. And we come across, Mark, a lot of letters from listeners who are spiritually hungry. They're Christians, but they're floating. They want to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, but they're just floating in the Christian life. And one of our goals here is to help strengthen believers in a confidence of God's word.
Well, you know, Chris, how many times do we hear the term Sunday Christians? And you know, it's there, and people want to have God's word in their life every day of the week. They need to have God's word in their life every day of the week. And you know, everyone needs to be in church on Sunday and hear God's word preached. But here is a great way, through a program like Abounding Grace Radio, to hear God's word and to hear a message that can stay with them for that day. And we just really encourage people to listen to the program, to read their Bibles, and to be in a God-fearing church on Sunday.
Yeah, that's really good. You know, when we originally started Abounding Grace, looking back at our history, Mark, You know, it started, I was a pastor up in Linden, Washington, where Mark resides. And at the local church where I was a pastor, we had a real heart for local outreach. You know, we send a lot of money overseas. We're concerned about people overseas who don't get to hear the gospel. One of the things we don't do well is local outreach. Churches are concerned about this. We were concerned about this in the church where I was pastoring. And, you know, you've had a lot of different varieties of doing ministry, you know, trying to outreach to the people in your neighborhoods and those who don't get to hear or who may not know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's always the old door-to-door method, isn't there? I used to do that. I used to do the door-to-door method until I was confused with the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses. So I realized that there are certain challenges with that today. One of the things that we realized is that radio is a wonderful opportunity. And maybe, Mark, you could comment a little bit on that. I mean, you've talked with a lot of folk and a lot of Christians who do listen to Christian radio and are amazed at how much they can learn in a short time period of listening to God's word read and taught.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. And I want to share with you one opportunity I had recently flying from California back up to Seattle Airport. And I was reading my Bible on the plane, and the fellow beside me looked over and he says, "Oh, are you a Christian?" Mm. And I said, "Yeah, I am." And he says, "Oh, I am too." And I said, "Really?" So we started talking about that. And as we're talking about it, he kind of shared with me that he was a Christian, he believed, but he was really struggling with things and really felt there was some void there. And so we talked about his church and where he was going and maybe some different ideas there. But I said, "What do you do in the weekdays?" And he said, "Well, nothing really." I said, "Well, let me do this." And I took my business card, I turned on the backside, and I wrote down Carry Radio 550 at 4:30. And I said, "Listen, here's a program I want you to listen to. Just promise me this. Listen to it this next week for the Monday to Friday. And if you don't get the message out of that, I want you to call me." And I said, "You know, the great part about that, Chris, he never called me."
So hopefully he listened, right?
I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's a great story. No, but you know, with the opportunity, and I've shared that story in with various people who talk about how do we witness to people, you know, us yeah. regular laymen, if you will. And you know, it's a challenging thing, and if you're some are very, very gifted in scripture and can pull out scripture to give some of the right time, and others are not. And we say, "Well, so how do I witness?" Well, here's such an easy opportunity to witness to somebody who's struggling and say, "Listen, just listen to this." Now, and if it's not radio, it could be go to this website and here's our sermons, or download these podcasts. There are such great opportunities that we can share with so many people so easily, mm-hmm. and they can hear the message.
Right. There's two thoughts that come to mind with that. You know, one of the things that I think the average layman struggles with is, you know, what can I do? I want to do more. I want to share my faith. I want to tell others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you just exposed is here's a real opportunity. I mean, a lot of people in the church that I pastored up north, Mark, they were very excited about this because here was a very easy, concrete way and a way that they were able to point them to a place where they could go and hear the truth. I wonder what the Apostle Paul would have thought of this opportunity. You know, Paul would go around house to house teaching and preaching the Word of God. Now, that's a wonderful thing. Acts says that they did that. What would have Paul thought if he would gone to, you know, I'm here in San Diego now, you're up north yet, and we have the privilege on Abounding Grace of broadcasting in all these different areas now. But, you know, what if he were sitting out and looking at a tower, and that tower shot up out, and you could reach millions of people sitting in one place with the truth of the gospel. You think the Apostle Paul would have made use of that?
Oh, I think he would have, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's really remarkable what the Lord in his kind providence has allowed, that we have this opportunity to broadcast sitting in one place. Here I sit in the San Diego area. We get to broadcast this and reach millions of people in Vancouver, in Phoenix, in the San Diego area. What a blessing the Lord has given us to do this. And, you know, so here two things have happened. Number one, look at the opportunity that we have and that we can encourage local churchgoers to be a part of this, to share in this, to witness through this. I've had more people come to me and say this, that, hey, you know, I was telling someone about the gospel and I suggested that they listen to Abounding Grace Radio and tune in. And that person came back and said that they were very blessed and learned about the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Fantastic.
So yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful blessing. So we started this back in 2004, really airing, you know, 30-minute sermons, and that was somewhat of a challenge. And so we went to a different kind of format, Mark, where I would do a more casual teaching approach on the radio, recording them from my studio, so that people would be able to connect in a much more personal manner. And I found that to be a blessing. Any comment on that, Mark? Have you had the opportunity to, maybe your thoughts on the difference between airing sermons, which we still do on Abounding Grace, but the goal being a different kind of format of sitting down and speaking to you through the microphone in a sincere manner, the truths of the gospel.
Yeah, I think a lot of times the sermon are sort of an older format, but today you're hearing more of a personal approach, and you know, perhaps there is a place for that where Sunday is the sermon part and it's spoken actually when you're preaching there. I think you're preaching to your congregation. Not that it can't apply to others around, but you are preaching to your congregation. Where, yeah, we take the format and what I've always appreciated about you and your gifts that God has given you is you're looking at the world around you and you're bringing a lot of those things here and dealing with those things, using scripture to deal with it and putting it forward to us in a way that, yeah, we understand and we can take that message now and we can live it out as God wants us to. So I've always appreciated that's why I'm just thrilled to be a part of Abounding Grace Radio and help in that way that, you know, we can take that message out to people and edify believers and give to those looking to hear God's word. Those who have ears to hear are picking up on this and getting exciting about the gospel.
You know, what we find, Mark, through many of the listeners and getting back to kind of the first or part of the goal of Abounding Grace Radio is to encourage believers in the truth of God's word. You know, it's not just about pulling them into, you know, my church or that church. It's about encouraging them to be a part of a faithful church where the gospel is preached where they are.
Right.
And, you know, what we find over and over and over again is that so many already Christians who've received the claims of Christ, believe the teachings of Scripture, yet they're floating. They're outside of the church. They're not being nurtured in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want Abounding Grace just to be a kind of program that promotes that. One of our goals here is that we would encourage believers where they are to find a Bible-believing, gospel-centered church that teaches God's word without compromise, that they would be a living part of a local body in that place. And I think that's very important today because, you know, we've kind of seen the approach where people will use the radio as their church. And that's not something that we want at Abounding Grace.
No. As a matter of fact, that is one of the reasons we do not broadcast on Sundays. We are a midweek broadcast. We are not to replace the Sunday church.
Yeah, I think that's very important today for us to remember. And so this way, we want to encourage the value of being a part of a local church because we believe at Abounding Grace Radio that in the Church of Jesus Christ, where the gospels preach, you are receiving grace from the Lord, strength from the Lord, being nurtured in his word, growing in grace and in truth. And you know, we just have too much of Christianity today becoming an island unto itself. We need today again to be a part of the body of Christ, which is expressed at a local level. So now let's talk a little bit about the second goal of abounding grace, and the second goal is to also reach those who are unreached, reach those who've never heard, teach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as a witness to those who do not believe. That's very important, isn't it? To think about, you know, all these masses of people out there who have yet to hear the gospel and yet to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in this day of salvation.
Absolutely. And I think you touched on the very beginning of the broadcast today that this is an opportunity to witness in our own backyard.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great, great point. In our own backyard, here we are with this golden opportunity. Mark, maybe we'll transition a little bit we've looked a little bit at the purpose of Abounding Grace Radio, to edify believers, to get out the news to those who have not heard. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the needs of Abounding Grace Radio. And I know today that's a challenging discussion, because we live in a day where everyone is asking for this and asking for that and asking for money. And, we're a nonprofit organization. You and I make no money doing this. Yeah. We do this purely because we desire to have the truth of God's word get out. Absolutely. But it doesn't come without a cost. It's expensive to do. We face challenges. In 2011, we put together a board, and we reorganized Abounding Grace Radio so that it has its own board. Mark Hicks here is the chair. We have a lot of exciting things planned, but maybe you could talk a little bit, Mark, about our needs at Abounding Grace and maybe some of the challenges that we face today doing this in difficult times.
Well, and that's what it is. It is difficult times, and we know the economy is before us, but we also do this prayerfully, and we do need financial resources to keep airing and to continue to grow, which is our goal. And we pray the Lord will continue to bless that, but we do need support. And the ways to do that, Chris, you can go to the website, agradio.org, and there is a donate button there. Our address is also on there, and that is a way that if you are moved to give, we would please ask you to do that and help us out in our budget this year.
Right. And you know, even if you're unable to financially give, your prayers and also even a letter of encouragement would mean a great deal to us. If you have been blessed by any of the programs over these years, I mean, we've been airing now for some time. If you've been blessed by any of the programs on Abounding Grace, do please let us know. That's going to be a big encouragement to the board and our efforts. I mean, we sometimes just don't always see the fruits of it.
Well, that's probably the joy of radio, too. You don't have that interaction with your audience. But,
right.
You know, we do talk to people, listen, they appreciate it. But it is definitely, every letter comes back and is read at our monthly board meetings. And it is very encouraging to us and to you as well, I know. And also, I just want to encourage, we are on Facebook as well. If you look up Abounding Grace Radio on Facebook and like us, that is another way to share the program with your friends, and the people you are friends with on Facebook can see that you're encouraging this. And that helps as well to get more people. I mean, that's what we want. We want everybody to hear this program, hear God's word being said and preached and to believers and non-believers.
And I think that's important to say that, you know, one of the goals, Mark, today... We're in a kind of a teaching mode where everyone is looking for kind of personal stories from the pastor's own personal experience. One of the things that I consciously try to do on Abounding Grace and that the board desires of Abounding Grace Radio and me as the teacher is that we learn again to go back to the Bible and exposit and teach the Word of God. It's almost as if that's become a foreign thing. We're living in days of famine where all we're getting are little antidotes and steps to this and steps to that and a message of having your best life now and being full of prosperity. And what we are not accustomed to anymore, Mark, is expositing and hearing the Bible taught. It's a sad thing even to say that.
Yeah, it is somewhat like a foreign language to most.
Yeah.
I know, we're so used to moral stories now and... the media has not helped with that at all, but really, We have to bring everything back to God's word. And that's what our program's about, is bringing it right back to God's word.
You know, sometimes it's hard for a listener. Maybe they're listening to this program and thinking, well, we've heard pitches for this or that and support this and that. But, you know, we have experience and we have been blessed to receive responses from listeners. And we want to share a few of those with you just so you understand that, you know, how other listeners have been touched by this and what they've said about Abounding Grace. And we do this not to puff ourselves up, but because we desire wholeheartedly for you to know that our goal is to bring glory to Christ, that people would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a saving way. Absolutely. This is a letter I received, just a short one, not too long ago. And I just say this to encourage you to write us, because these are the kind of things that encourage us. Thank you for your radio program. It's truly a great blessing to have you on the air. My wife and I have learned a lot from you, and your programs actually have carried us through some of the toughest times in our lives. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and may God continue to bless your ministry.
Amen.
You know, this is one that touched us, Mark, deeply as a board. Mm-hmm. This one I'm about to read. And boy, you know, you praise the Lord for this when you have feedback like this, because you know that you're humbled that God uses sinners such as us to do this kind of work. But dear Pastor Chris, I just wanted to thank you for your radio messages. I've been a Christian all my life, but in the past few years, I've had a hunger like never before for truth and accurate biblical teaching. It almost consumes me sometimes, but I think that's okay. I live just across the border in Abbotsford, and though we're in the Bible Belt, it's very hard to find a church that hasn't succumbed to the emergent influence. And he says, never mentioning the words repentance, sin, hell, holiness. Mm-hmm. Strongly influenced by megachurch thought like Willow Creek and 40 Days of Purpose. When missions is mentioned, you never hear about spreading the gospel. Instead, it's feeding the hungry, building structures, teaching academics. Good stuff, but only part of the actual goal. Taking clear passages as metaphors rather than literally, I've noticed a mindset among some that has even opened the idea that Christ can be reached in other ways. In other words, even though Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, there seems to be a thought among people in our church today that says, but what about someone who's never heard the gospel? How is that fair? But I believe that Christ will give light to those who seek it. What he's struggling with today is that different ways are being offered out there other than Jesus alone. Mm-hmm. And he's experiencing that in the church. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think also another one, Mark, that really got us, that really moved us, was this letter. Good afternoon, Pastor Gordon. I've spent my entire life in the Mormon church, but have drifted away these past few years. And he goes on to say, I started visiting a Christian church in my neighborhood and exploring what a real walk with God could entail. Yesterday, with two of the pastors at that church, I accepted Christ. I just wanted to thank you for the role your radio program has played in making this decision. Listen to this. I never had thought before that one could be a Christian and receive salvation without first being well on the way to perfection. Mormons call it perfecting the saints. I had never before realized that one could come to Christ all messy and broken, and that there's nothing we can do to be worthy of God's grace. I want to talk about that just for a second in closing, Mark. That's big.
It is.
That's big, because there's an idea out there that Christians, you know, we have it all together. We're perfect. And therefore, that's what Christianity is about. And this person heard the gospel, heard the message, and never before realized that he could come to Christ. He thought first he had to be perfect, didn't know he could come messy and broken to Christ and receive forgiveness.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Was this story or letter not also, did he not mention something about a bus driver?
He did. And I didn't read all the letter, but he says that a bus driver had mentioned to listen to Abounding Grace and that That's he listened fantastic. To Abounding Grace and he heard the gospel.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great opportunity to witness this person did. That's wow.
Mark, can you give any encouragement to our listeners as we close the program to be a partnership with us and be a part of Abounding Grace Radio?
Well, you know, I always say the Lord gives us gifts, and part of those gifts are financial resources. And this is a way that if you could help us with this to continue with the broadcast, you are supporting the ministry. You're supporting God's work. And we'd just encourage you to go to our website. If you could donate to that way and help us to carry on with these broadcasts, we would really appreciate it. And bless you.
Well, thank you for taking the time to tune into Abounding Grace. We're always grateful for our listeners. We do this for the glory of Christ and the single desire to get out God's word in a day when that word has become so rare. So we do ask you to partner with us in this great goal. Abounding Grace Radio, agradio.org is the website. Visit that website. You can pray for us. You can support us. You can like us. Continue to bring the gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to you. Thanks for taking the time to tune in. May this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you. The Escondido United Reformed Church is a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. I am Pastor Chris Gordon, the preaching pastor here at the Escondido United Reformed Church. We're thankful to bring Abounding Grace Radio to you and would like to invite you to our Sunday morning worship services at 9:30 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. every Sunday. Visit us on the web at escondidourc.org. 1864 North Broadway is the address. Thanks for tuning in today to Abounding Grace Radio.